It's Tuesday, February 8th. I'm Gideon Resnick.
And I'm Josie Duffy Rice. And this is What a Day, the podcast that, like Jackass, should only be attempted by professionals or under the supervision of professionals.
Do not try to produce a daily news show at home, kids.
Unless you're Johnny Knoxville, in which case you're allowed to do literally anything you want.
Including coming on to a daily news show that we produce. We love you, Johnny. On today's show, New Jersey announced a plan to remove a mask mandate in schools, plus Spirit and Frontier merged to create a budget airline megazord.
But first, the White House released a report yesterday detailing how it wants to increase union participation and collective bargaining in the workforce, particularly in the absence of pro-worker legislation. The report comes from a task force that the White House created in 2021, and it comes almost a year after the House passed the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, or PRO Act, though that bill doesn't stand much of a chance in the Senate. The report contains recommendations for helping union growth within the federal government, including having employers, in this case the government, give new hires more information about unions and giving unions better access to employees via work emails and in-person meetings on federal property in some cases. And it even says that the federal government should encourage federal workers who are eligible to unionize but haven't to seek it out. For private sector roles, it recommends creating preferences in loan programs for companies that have good labor standards, preventing employers from spending federal contract dollars on anti-union drives, and generally making workers more aware of their rights to organize.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And as the Washington Post points out, this is all happening at a time of historic lows in union membership across the U.S. Just over 10% of wage and salary workers belonged to a union in 2021, and just 6.1% of private sector workers were in one. In 1983, over 20% total were in unions, to give you a sense of how much that has declined. Yet public favorability for unions is the highest it's been in many decades, and almost 50% of non-union workers have said in surveys that they would join if they had the opportunity. Notably, this report is also coming out while workers at an Amazon facility in Bessemer, Alabama, are in the midst of another union election process after last year's election result was overturned. Last week, I spoke with Rain McGuire, who works at the warehouse, to talk about the organizing that is going on and how it is and is not different from last time.
I will say it starts very resistant, especially for those who have, in their mind, no inclination to vote for the union. Mm. They fight with me about it a bit. And then I'm a very why person. So I'm like, why? Why do you feel that way? Why do you think I should vote no? Why? I kind of know whys lead to dissipating the ignorance of the conversation. You know, So the more I ask why, the more they end up asking why. And then they're kind of like, that doesn't really make sense.
Right.
Why am I agreeing to that? Why am I pushing that onto you? Once we get to that point of doubting what we're being told, then we can actually learn something. Mm. And then that leads to them asking me what I know and like why I'm saying yes. And usually by the end of those conversations, it's either they want more information or they're just like, oh, I feel so stupid. Like, why did I get suckered? You know,
I'm curious how many people you end up talking to that have sort of gone through this process last year. And if so, how any of this might be different than last time.
The people that have went through this last year, those conversations are pretty short. They kind of just give me the gist of, yeah, I'm going with the yes this time. And they're usually the people that don't really need me to like inform them because they already made up their minds on the fact that they experienced saying no. Other people who have been there and are still reluctant, you know, it really is very high school in there. So when you become a learning ambassador or a processing assistant, which is a PA right underneath management, you're kind of like at the populace table and you feel more belonging to something a little bit bigger than what you're already doing there. So yeah, and I see a lot of that, like the little cliques that they form with the small titles they have, no difference in pay, but you have a little title and it kind of goes to their head. But I'm just like, this is stupid. We're literally taking items and putting them in a box and then taking that box and putting it in a bigger box. And it's a job. It's a means of service that we provide, but it shouldn't be someone's life.
Right.
That's what I'm seeing. Aside from that, though, I do feel like there's a huge like energy of community in there. That's powerful because once you start caring about the people in the workplace and, you know, your fellow coworker, you guys will start making movements or taking action towards things you guys don't agree with.
Right.
And I think that's the most important thing about the union.
You're talking about people from last year that may have been no's that are easy converts to yeses this year. Do you get the sense that more coworkers are on board overall? I know there's a lot of people that tend to sort of come in and out and Amazon tends to hire people at, you know, a pretty quick clip.
So like the vets, for sure, I can see that huge difference. Like they want to try something new because they weren't met with the promises they were given.
Right.
But the new hires, the kids under 25, they don't care, in all honesty, especially something as monotonous and unfulfilling as Amazon. You're already knowing that you're not going to be there forever, you know?
Right.
Like, it's temporary. And, you know, a lot of people do go to work there and find themselves careers there. But I don't find the average kid under 25 is going there thinking, okay, I'm going to put my feet on the ground and I'm going to work my way up to the top. No.
Right.
They're in there to make a check. That's all they care about. But what I like to attempt at helping them absorb is that aside from you seeing this as a temporary job, it's in your town. It's in Bessemer. Mm-hmm. Your family lives in Bessemer. Your friends live in Bessemer.
Right.
So whether you work here today or tomorrow, someone you know will work there today or tomorrow. And it's just going to continue. Mm. Now, everyone in your community is working at this place. You guys have all the same problems. You guys have the same complaints. Nothing is getting solved. What does that tell you? Do they care about you? No. Mm-hmm. And then they think that because you are uneducated, you are living under poverty means, you are desperate to make any kind of money, they run with that like you're a little rat in a maze with cheese.
Right. I'm curious too, like you sort of alluded to this a little bit, but what has Amazon been doing this time? Are they kind of pursuing similar tactics that they had previously? Are they trying anything different?
I feel like they're trying to take a more subliminal approach, you know? So they'll say stuff like, your power is in your vote. So vote no. So if you're, you know, like what? And I don't know how people are reading that. I don't know how they're taking it in. But a lot of us get moved by things that aren't clearly in our, like, in our faces. Mm. The propaganda, the news media, anything that's trying to sway our belief in something. They're not trying to make you do it. They want you to choose it on your own. They have to believe it's their idea. That's the only way they're going to do that. Mm. They're not doing anything like moving mailboxes to the front of their facility, but they're definitely having people come and talk and just spew out nonsense. And it's all about how you say it. If you say it with conviction, stern voice, authoritative, more than likely a lot of people in the room are like, oh, she's probably telling the truth. The funny thing about the management is that they're all like trying to have their backs and like, don't talk to me about the union. But at the same time, once the union joins us and we become a union, you guys are also a part of it.
Right.
So you guys will benefit from whatever the union gets our contract in. You're taking Amazon's side, but Amazon does not give a crap about you.
Right.
You know, and like the false promises and all just doesn't really make sense to me when you're looking at it in the sense of family, in the sense of community. Like, sure, Amazon is the employer, but the people you see every day that you ask how you're doing, how's your mom, how's your kids, that's your family.
Right.
You know, you see them every day. Yet your loyalty lies within the people that are keeping you guys down.
Right. Yeah, you're sort of making this as like a salient point, but I'm curious, like, what would you most look forward to in a union?
What I would most look forward to is less complaining. We're all complaining in there. The complaints are all the same. You know, we're working 10, 12, 14 hour shifts. We get 30 minutes. We're walking a whole football stadium to go work and we're being rushed.
Right.
It's not conducive to a successful work environment. You want your employees to come to work happy to be there. So pay us.
Right.
Give us more flexibility in our schedules. I would love a schedule where I'm working one day, I'm off the next day, I'm working the next day, I'm off the next day. If I could work that way, dude, I get so much shit done. So what I'm looking forward to most is coming together and really hearing from each person and finding out what it is that they want different. And then learning how similar all of us want the same changes and differences so that we can move from there.
We'll keep following this, but that's the latest for now. We'll be back after some ads.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Let's wrap up with some headlines.
Headlines.
Protests over COVID mandates in Ottawa prompted the city to declare a state of emergency on Sunday. Demonstrators and trucks have now paralyzed the Canadian capital for more than a week. The mayor of Ottawa said this is the most serious emergency the city has ever faced and reportedly referred to it as a, quote, living hell. Yikes. The local government has seemed unprepared to deal with the between 400 and 500 truck-driving protesters that form the, quote, freedom convoy, and police have hesitated confronting them. But on Sunday, there seemed to be a shift in action. Police went into the convoy staging area and seized hundreds of gallons of fuel that the demonstrators had stockpiled to keep their vehicles running. Then yesterday, Ottawa's mayor requested that Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau send 1,800 police officers to help end the demonstrations. There is quite a range of who the protesters are and what they want from their government. Many say they'll continue protesting until all public health mandates are lifted, and some are quite a bit more extreme and have ties to QAnon and the far right.
In a devastating setback for voting rights, especially the right of minorities to vote, the Supreme Court refused to allow a lower court ruling to move forward, which would have required Alabama to draw new congressional districts before the 2022 elections. While the majority did not provide a reason for stopping the court's decision, Justices Kavanaugh and Alito wrote separately to say that the lower court acted too close to the midterm election cycle. This means the upcoming elections will be conducted under a map drawn by Alabama's Republican-controlled legislature. This map contains one majority Black district in a state where more than a quarter of the population is Black, and the decision boosts Republican chances of retaining the other six of the state's seven seats in the House. Chief Justice Roberts and the court's three liberals objected to this decision, and in the dissent, Justice Kagan called the court's order, quote, a disservice to Black Alabamians who under precedent have had their electoral power diminished in violation of a law this court once knew to buttress all of American democracy.
Supreme Court is not even pretending anymore. They are just full on gas pedal to the metal. Brace yourself, Josie, because a whole bunch of school kids are about to see their crushes' mouths for the first time. On Monday, Governor Philip Murphy of New Jersey announced plans to remove the mask mandate for students and school employees, leaving the decision on whether or not to mask to individual school districts. The change would occur the second week of March, 2 years after New York and New Jersey first became the epicenter of the pandemic. Shortly after the plans became public, the governors of Connecticut and Delaware announced similar plans to take place on February 28th and March 31st, respectively. While the death rate in the U.S. far exceeds that of other wealthy nations, cases on the East Coast have plummeted since the initial Omicron surge. Governor Murphy's decision to eliminate the mandate in schools follows a similar announcement that was made last month by Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf. These decisions from Democratic governors mark a new phase in how states handle the COVID pandemic. Said Governor Murphy in his announcement yesterday, quote, this is not a declaration of victory as much as an acknowledgement that we can live responsibly with this thing. Oof. Not the most optimistic phrase, live responsibly with this thing. But, you know, it's getting there. It's getting better.
Most new relationships come with some baggage, but with this one, the baggage will cost you $60 to carry on, unless it is the size of a lunchbox. On Monday, budget airlines Frontier and Spirit Airlines announced plans to merge, a $6.6 billion deal that would create the nation's fifth largest airline. The move would also allow the combined airline, emboldened by their shared hatred of giving passengers free snacks, to compete with what is known in the industry as the Big Four: American, Delta, Southwest, and United. Executives for the airline carriers expect the deal to close in the second half of the year, pending a regulatory review as well as the approval of Spirit shareholders. The Justice Department, which will be in charge of reviewing the merger, had no comment Monday on the announcement, but experts speculate that because neither of the airlines are dominant presences at any one airport, the deal could likely avoid any major challenge. Though I would like to challenge them to accept that the average human leg is at least 4 inches longer than what their seats will allow. At least.
I am very excited to see what, this gets named and who gets duped by this into thinking they're getting something different.
Yep. Precisely.
And those are the headlines. One more thing before we go. Cricket's video series, Political Experts React, is back. This episode host Dan Pfeiffer is joined by former Mitt Romney strategist Stuart Stevens to break down Republican midterm political ads from candidates like Dr. Oz and the MAGA mom to Mallory Staples. I don't want to know. To watch, head to Cricket Media's YouTube channel. That is all for today. If you like the show, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, fit a weekend's worth of clothing into your carry-on lunchbox, and tell your friends to listen.
And if you are into reading and not just ever-changing mask mandates like me, What a Day is also a nightly newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at cricket.com/subscribe. I'm Josie Duffy Rice.
I'm Gideon Resnick. And we demand free snacks on the plane. I will have my biscotti. I will have my peanuts in a space that is known to never dehydrate you.
You know, sometimes they give you goldfish these days.
I don't know what flights you're taking,
but
I need to take
more
of them.
It's getting real fancy. It's getting real fancy.
I have not had a fish that was gold on a flight in my life.
Well, I'm excited for your future. It's about to change.
Could be big. Could be really big.
Could be big.
What a Day is a production of Crooked Media. It's recorded and mixed by Bill Lance. Jazzy Marine and Raven Yamamoto are our associate producers. Our head writer is John Milstein, with writing support from Jossie Kaufman. And our executive producers are Leo Duran and me, Gideon Resnick. Our theme music is by Colin Gilliard and Kashaka.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.